Good afternoon. I'm Leslie Smith for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. We'll take a look at how your grain markets close this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2015. The Oklahoma Wheat Commissioners remind you that this season's variety plot field tours will be happening in April and May. Executive Director Mike Schulte says the Wheat Commission proud to support the wheat breeding efforts at Oklahoma State.
We encourage producers to take the time to go to these variety trials. There's lots of information that's being discussed on the varieties. You know, producers have a lot more options compared to what they had 5 to 10 years ago as far as variety releases. No doubt, each year it seems like Oklahoma has given us something a little bit different to deal with regards to weather and moisture and all the other factors that are out there. But producers have options, and they don't have to have all their eggs in one basket. So I think that, you know, they need to take the time that is allotted to these variety trials and go out and see what we're doing with the public breeding program.
The Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for the wheat producer. To find out more about their efforts, go to www.ok.gov/wheat.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
The grain futures had a pretty volatile day. We did have that USDA monthly report today, which had a lot of information, and that was the main driver here. But we finished about unchanged in the corn futures and the wheat futures. But bean futures were down pretty sharply, down about 17 to 18 cents. But we'll start at the top with the corn. July corn up a quarter at 360 and three quarters. And then December 15 corn up a half at 376. Corn did have a pretty wide range, about 8 cents today. Traded up about 4.5 cents higher post report, but then of course at the end settled just slightly green. Beans down 17 to 18 cents. November new crop beans at 931 and a quarter cents. So a pretty negative day today for the November beans. That would be a new low here. We went through the lows set back at the end of March, and then the previous low was back all the way to the 1st of October, which is true in all of the grains. And then wheat futures ended the day about unchanged in Chicago at 481 in July. And in Kansas City, July, it was hit really hard right at the last few seconds of trade to be down about 2 cents at 506 and a half.
We'll have more market analysis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were the traders looking at today?
To go through the USDA numbers, 14-15 ending stocks in the U.S., 709 million bushels for wheat. It was higher than expected, 693. Corn was lower than expected at 1.851 billion bushels, about 14 million bushels lower than expected. And soybeans were lower by 10 million bushels at 350 million bushels. 15-16 crop. Wheat was quite a bit higher than expected at 793 million bushels, expecting 750, so pretty negative for wheat. Corn was lower than expected at 1.746 billion bushels, and then beans were about 60 million bushels higher than the average guess at 500. And then on the world wheat, 200.9 million metric tons, about 4 million metric tons bigger than expected. Corn was 2.5 million higher at 192.5, and soybeans lower at 85.5 million, about 5 million lower than expected. And then next year's wheat was 10 million higher than expected at 203.3 million metric tons, expecting 193. Corn about 10 million higher at 191.9, and beans 96.2, about 1 million higher. So overall, that part of the report was actually bearish for the wheat futures.
And your number?
877-431-9805.
Thank you, Justin. And recapping the markets, June live cattle up 122 at 151.47, August up 85 at 149.65. May feeder cattle 92 higher at 217.70, August down 97 at 216.45. June lean hogs up 77 at 85.05, and July up 117 at 84.95. In the grain markets, July Kansas City wheat a penny lower at 507 and three quarters, December down two at 532 and three quarters. July Chicago wheat down a half at 480 and a half. July corn up a half at 361 and December up a half at 376. July soybeans down 18 and a half at 955 and a half. November down 18 and three quarters at 930 and three quarters. July cotton down 37 at 6502, with it December down 45 at 6483. That's a market update for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Leslie Smith.